Well, welcome to our Catholic News podcast. And at the end of August, a really exciting Jubilee event will be taking place across our lands. And I say lands plural, England and Wales. And you can take part as well. I'll explain that as we go along, because we have the Pilgrimage of Hope, which is a national walking pilgrimage with four main ways, like a cross, converging at the Cathedral of St. Barnabas in Nottingham on Saturday, the 13th of September. Now, rewind 2 weeks before that, and those pilgrimage routes are kicking off. And so I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Phil McCarthy, who is the project lead for the Hearts in Search of God project. We've spoken many times about pilgrimage, but this really is exciting, Phil. But you're in Rome, so I'm going to first of all say to you, how are you, and what are you doing in Rome?
Well, I'm here at Palazzolo, the summer villa of the English College. I've been invited by a friend. There's a big group of us here. And this morning we were in Rome doing a little mini pilgrimage into St. Peter's, carrying a cross, which is absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, I'm sort of on a small pilgrimage as well. But also, I have to say, a holiday.
Good for
There's
you.
some rest and recreation here. Yeah.
Well, you need it, and you particularly need it because of what's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. I mentioned the pilgrimage. It's really exciting for us, obviously, at the centre here, looking at this wonderful part of the Jubilee celebrations for the Jubilee year. So we have this, I'm making a cross. We have these
Yeah.
four ways, don't we, Phil? Tell us a bit about the National Walking Pilgrimage and what the main aims are.
Yeah. Well, the aim is to be a joyful contribution to the church's celebration of the Jubilee. And of course, the theme of the Jubilee is Pilgrims of Hope. And because I'm interested in pilgrimage, that seemed like an opportunity not to be missed. And so I came up with the idea of the Pilgrimage of Hope. So four walking routes across our country, as you were saying. One of them will start in Cardiff. One of them will start in Leeds, one of them will start in Norwich, and one of them will start in London. And they'll make a sign of the cross across our nations. We've named them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So they will bless our nations with the sign of the cross and with the Gospels. The first one, the longest one, is from Cardiff, and that starts on the 28th of August. And the others will start over the next few days.
That's really exciting. And I did notice as well that the pilgrimage will embody those values of the Sisters of the Holy Cross. So tell us what those values are and how we can go about celebrating them.
Yeah, well, the Sisters of the Holy Cross have been absolutely fantastic in supporting this project for the last 3 years, and particularly this year. I noticed that their values were compassion, faith, prayer, and community. And I thought that those seemed absolutely ideal for a pilgrimage. You want to show compassion to each other and to people that you might meet along the way. You want it to be a witness to faith. You want it to be an opportunity for prayer, and you want to build up community. Not just, on the way, but hopefully something going forward.
Absolutely. And were you inspired somewhat by the Eucharistic Congress in the States that had that wonderful cross,
Yes.
didn't they? Those routes, and it was very moving, wasn't it?
It was, and they think that a quarter of a million people were involved in some way. So they were in enormous long routes. I don't think they walked the whole distances, but they did all arrive for a Eucharistic Congress last summer, and it seemed to be a great success, and they're planning to do more. So, having seen that the Americans were making a sign of the cross across their country, I thought, well, if they can do it, I'm sure we can do something better
Absolutely. And
qualitatively.
you've got the Pilgrim Ways website. You've long been plotting various routes, haven't you? Pilgrimage routes of spiritual sustenance and companionship and faith. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Are you dipping in and out of the routes? Are you personally going to walk on each one of them?
No, I'm going to walk the one from Cardiff. I live in Bristol, so that's the one that makes sense. And it's also the longest, so I thought I ought to bite the bullet and volunteer for that one. So the idea is that a small group of perpetual pilgrims will walk the full distance, staying hopefully in the parishes along the way, and they'll be joined by day pilgrims, up to 20 a day. So we have capacity for 100 people to be walking every day when all the four routes are in action. So it's a real opportunity for Catholics in this country to take part in this celebration and to witness their faith and hopefully come to appreciate pilgrimage and walking pilgrimage.
No, absolutely. So let's take them one by one. And we might as well start with the Western route, mightn't we? Seeing as you yourself are going to take part in that. So starting in Cardiff, 28th of August, that's St. Matthew's Way, isn't it? That
St.
particular
Matthew's Way.
route.
Yeah.
What sort of places are you visiting? Where will be those points of encounter?
Yeah. So we come out through the suburbs of Cardiff and then onto the Welsh Coast Path, round to Newport, and then round to Chepstow. And from there, it's a lovely walk up the Wye Valley, passing Llantony Abbey, and then on to Monmouth, and then from Monmouth to Ross-on-Wye, from there through to Ledbury and Worcester, and across and into Birmingham. So it really is a great walk. We'll walk through the centre of Birmingham, mostly on canal towpaths, so off-road wherever we can. Walk out to Lichfield, visit the Shrine of St. Chad, Burton-on-Trent, and then finally into Nottingham. So that's the route. It's 210 miles, I think.
That's marvellous. Have you got your various foot care products all lined up?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes, yeah. And spares for everyone else, yeah.
Blisters, bunions, I can imagine all manner of unsavoury things.
Yes, yes.
And of course, you've been a GP for many years as well, so you know all about these
things.
I was,
yes. So, yeah, although, of course, I've been off the medical register for almost 10 years now, so I think. So.
Well, let's talk about the southern one, and I have to confess to you, I have a bit of a vested interest here, because I was just sort of pleading with you off mic whether I could take part myself. Now, that's the 1st of September that's starting, isn't it? And that will go from St. George's Cathedral in Southwark. We have to be careful how we talk about our Southwark cathedrals, don't we?
Yes.
Across to Westminster. And I think on day one, it concludes in Willesden, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. So it gets onto a canal towpath fairly soon. And you follow the canal quite a long way. And then it goes up through Ruislip and All Points North, Newport Pagnell. And it actually diverts to Abbots Langley, which is the birthplace of Nicholas Breakspear, who was the first and only so far English Pope. And then we go north to Northampton, visit the cathedral there, and on to Melton Mowbray, and then finally into Nottingham. So that one, in fact, is an awful lot of long canals, which is really great because it's off-road, very flat, very few stiles, and makes it there. So there are sections which can be buggied or even wheelchair use on those routes.
Oh, that's good. Now, hang on, dare I say it, are dogs allowed?
We have decided to say no dogs. And the reason for that is that there are people who come along who might not like dogs, who might be allergic to dogs. And also there's the risk that if a dog gets out of control in the field, you'll disrupt the cattle. And then, you know, that could be a catastrophe.
Yeah, no, I well understand that. Now, in the east of our country, certainly in Norfolk, we have all manner of things, don't we? We have national shrines. We have obviously the beautiful Cathedral of St. John the Baptist. Tell us a bit about the eastern route.
So it starts in Norwich at the cathedral, and it goes across on the Walsingham Way all the way to Walsingham. We were staying there at Walsingham itself, visiting the Catholic shrine, and then off to King's Lynn, visiting the Pontifical Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham there, which is also very beautiful, tiny but beautiful, it's a sort of gem. And then across the Fens to Grantham, and then finally into Nottingham that way. And there's more lane walking on that one. There's not so much footpath, not off-road so much, but it'll be flat and it'll be a good walk. It takes about 10 days, I think.
Beautiful. I would say that's the closest to a beach, but I suppose in Cardiff, you're not too far away from the sea.
No, we're walking along the coast path. We're very close then, yeah.
Very good. So that leaves us with the north, which I know starts in Leeds. I think 6th of September, is that the latest starting of our four routes?
It's the shortest route and it's the latest starting. So that goes south to Wakefield and then into Wombwell and then to Sheffield, visiting both cathedrals there. And then it goes up to the Shrine of the Padley Martyrs, which is up in the Hope Valley, very appropriately named. And there'll be an overnight stop somewhere near there. And then down to Matlock, and then into, once again, along canals, into Nottingham.
Wonderful. Now, actually, you remind me there, because actually, technically speaking, it's called the Pilgrimage of Hope, isn't it, to tie it into the Jubilee?
Absolutely. Yes. So it's absolutely a Jubilee event, a contribution to the church's year, I hope, and a positive way that people can take part in celebrating this wonderful Jubilee.
Now, you mentioned there yourself, Phil, that obviously there's the potential for 100-day pilgrims. Now, they do need to register, don't they? And there is a deadline looming. So tell us a bit about how one can become a day pilgrim.
Yes, so it's actually 80-day pilgrims, 20 on each route, and then you've got the 20 or so perpetual pilgrims. That brings up to the round 100. So they can register on the website to go through, have a look at the days, see what you can manage, see if it's suitable for you, and then sign up. Very easy to do on the website. You should get a confirmatory email, and then you'll be booked on. And the only thing you need to do is turn up on the day. There's no charge, but you do have to make your own transport arrangements, bring your own food and water, personal first aid kit, that kind of stuff, all the sensible things, wear sensible clothes, and have a look at the weather before you start. But the registration will close on the 21st of August. So people do want to sign up. They must do it before that. And that's just to allow us some time for all the admin. There'll be quite a lot of admin. and I'll be doing most of it. So have pity on.
So I shall reaffirm that. So Thursday, the 21st of August is your deadline if you are keen to be a day pilgrim, and you're more than welcome. Take the necessary steps, as you should, of course, in preparing for any walk of this nature. And that's pilgrimways.org.uk. We will put a link with this podcast, but pilgrimways.org.uk. To be fair, it's not too difficult to find it through the website, even if you land there. So pilgrimways.org.uk. Now, Phil, I am going to say feeder routes, because even yes. though this is a cross and it's four ways, named after the evangelists, as we've just learned, you can, however, if you are so minded, you any Catholic cathedral in England, Wales, you have nicely mapped out routes, haven't you, that do feed onto those four main ways.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want anyone to feel left out. So any of the cathedrals can be walked from for the enthusiastic pilgrim. So, for example, the route from Lancaster would take you south to Preston, and then from there down to Salford Cathedral, where we would pick up the feeder route, which also comes from Liverpool. And that would go almost directly east, I think, and would join the northern route at Padley. So you know, there is a sort of network of routes. Now, I haven't walked these in advance. I take no responsibility for them. All I've done is map them out. But if people would like to walk them, they're there as a resource. But they do it, obviously, at their own risk and on their own time and in their own way.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now, I'm going to come on to legacy here. You know, if you had your way, what would the ideal legacy be of this national walking pilgrimage?
If you look at walking pilgrimage in England and Wales, it's really underdone compared with many of our continental neighbours. If you look at the Camino or the Via Francigena to Rome, we just don't have that tradition. It was stopped at the time of the Reformation. We've never really recovered it. So what I'd really like to do is I'd like to undo some of the work done by Thomas Cromwell and Henry VIII, and see walking pilgrimage re-established as an important part of Christian heritage in this country and an important Christian practice. And of course, all these routes are open to anyone of whatever faith, and it'd be lovely to see people from other churches coming to join us. The legacy will still be there of all the dioceses and routes, so every diocese now has its own walking pilgrimage route, and so they'll be there. People will still be able to download all the details, and I hope that this will give walking pilgrimage a great boost in this country.
And what can people see? Obviously, we know cathedrals, shrines, we've talked about those, but I guess there are moments of spiritual encounter, aren't there? Even walking in the countryside.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got some beautiful countryside in this country. And I certainly think that the experience of being a walking pilgrimage of slow progress, it's always a sort of grounded experience. You are literally grounded. You're walking slowly at a pace where you can observe things in detail, where you can try and be in the moment, where you can try to be open to awe and wonder. And those sorts of feelings are open to everyone, you know. So I think those are a universal part of the pilgrimage experience, which is why pilgrimage is such an important part of, you know, the vast majority of religions in the world.
Do you know, I love the way that you're trying to get us reconnected with pilgrimage, because it's so important. And look, the weather's good. What what excuse do we have? We can pray, we can sing, we can walk with joy in our hearts, which is very appropriate for this pilgrimage of hope, and reconnect with our pilgrimage tradition and history.
Absolutely. Yes, I hope so. And it'll be a witness across our country too. So we'll be identified as pilgrims of hope as we go along with our logo on. And we'll be leaving prayer cards in all the churches that we visit and handing them out to anyone who wants one.
That is wonderful. Great, Ains. Looking forward to being a small part of it myself at the start of September. Phil McCarthy, who is the project lead for the Hearts in Search of God project, thank you so much for joining us and taking a little bit of time out of your holiday. We are blessed.
Thank you very much, James. It's been a pleasure to talk to you as always, and look forward to walking with you. Maybe see you in Nottingham. I hope so.
I hope so too.